Welcome back to Psukim Adaf. We are going to be learning the Psukim on Shabbos Kuf, Lamed Vov, Amud, Aleph, and Beis. There are three Psukim on this Daf. And the Psuk in focus that we're going to be focusing on are actually the two Psukim which surround the topic of Erchen, the idea of a person making a particular pledge of value of a human being. The Gemara is focusing on the idea of Zachar and Nekeva, male and female being specifically to exclude an androgynous or a tumtum, a person of complex sexuality of both male and female signs, and therefore the Gemara is darshaning that such a person is excluded from the notion of evaluations of Erchen Bichlal. It is worthwhile noting that this seems to be a very plain and simple, clear-cut drasha. It's worthwhile just when we go back to those psukim which are quoted about Ve'im Nekevo and Hazachar, it is worthwhile noting that there are actually four stages of the way that Erchen work. Erchen means to say that a person is their value, so to speak, when they pledge a certain amount of value to the Beis HaMikdash. That value is based on the gender of the person who's making the valuation of, and also the age frame. There's actually four frames of age which will actually dictate different values. Why four frames of age? It's interesting that the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu Rav Yosef Chaim points out that there are four descriptions of Olam Hazeh. There are four descriptions or metaphors for what this world is meant to be. One is a description of it being a courtyard in front of the palace, and therefore don't spend too much time furnishing the courtyard or the waiting room. The second description of Olam Hazeh, of this world, is that a person is like a worker in the summertime, and it's important to work hard because if the winter time comes and there's no food in the house, there will be nothing left. There's a third description of Olam Hazeh, of this world, and that is a person is like a trader in the marketplace, and a person needs to take advantage of every moment of being in the marketplace to do all the trading they can, because otherwise, when the marketplace closes, there will be no longer a venue for any trade. And finally, the fourth and last description of Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba is a person is like a shliach. A person is like an agent sent by a master with a particular mission. All of these are slightly and subtly different, but Rav Yosef Chaim says that that's why it is that at different stages in life, a person needs to recognize and realize their particular tafkid and their particular role in this world, whether it be that the person is preparing or waiting in the waiting room, whether it is that the person's working in the fields in the summer, whether the person's in the marketplace trading, whether the person has a specific mission. Perhaps these are even sequential goals that a person can find in their lives at the different times, but this is perhaps learned from Erchen, that a person, every single human being, has to have that sense of self-reflection in order to be able to accomplish their tafkid. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.